Welcome back to Hoops HD, everybody. It is Wednesday, March 2nd, a little after 9:30 p.m. And Griggs, it's Wednesday night. That means it's time for Under the Oh,
Under the
wait.
bracket
Under
rundown.
the Under the Radar is over for the season. We are doing a bracket rundown show tonight. I'm your host, Chad Sherwood, joined on my sides up here by David Griggs and David Dorman. Right below me is John Stalica. To his sides, we've got Mike Cha and John Tytel. May have one other person jumping in or not as the show goes on. We'll see. But we are, what are we, a week and a half away from the field being announced, Griggs? Did I get that right?
Something like that. Yeah, it's a week from Sunday. So, yeah, about 10 more days. Or is it 11? I don't know.
11.
Oh, yeah, okay.
11 days away. And what's going to be happening about a week from now is this actual selection committee is going to be gathering in, where do they gather now?
Indy.
Indianapolis? I believe they're in Indianapolis. Maybe they're in New
Yeah, they
York.
went to New York for a year, but I think they're back in Indy.
Okay. They'll be gathering in Indianapolis to select and seed the field and bracket it. And what we're going to be doing on this show is those first two steps in under an hour at the same time. We are
Yes.
going to, the six of us are going to select the NCAA tournament field, and we are going to seed it. And we're going to do those that both at the same time. After we are done, we're going to go ahead and bracket it up. If you look down below us right now, you can see that final bracket, but you also completely cheated and ruined the show.
Yeah, and you miss out on all the good, brilliant analysis that I'm about to make on all the teams.
Where's my buzzer? Okay, I got it ready. Let's this is the seed list we're going to be building. It goes from one down to 68. We're actually only going to go through about one through about 50 during the show. I'll be adding at the very end of the show 51 to 68, which are the single bid conferences that we discuss at length in our Under the Radar and in our video notebook shows that we've been doing. I'm not going to spend
Yeah.
too much time on them tonight, though. I'm going to really be focusing in on the at-large bids and the teams that are, inside the bubble.
Right.
You
And
want to get
on
some
it.
definitions, Griggs, before we get going?
Okay, yeah. Oh, good point. So you're going to hear some terms. One is first ballot. That's essentially seeds one through four of the top 16. No, that's not what first ballot is. That one is protected seed. That is seeds one through four, or in other words, the top 16 teams. Technically, what you're protected against is a home court disadvantage in the round of 64. That's a little bit silly and unnecessary. So what you're practically protected against is playing a team that's actually inside the bubble in the round of 64. But that term still applies. So when you hear protected teams, that's what we're talking about. First ballot is the teams that are voted in at the very beginning of the process. It's typically the teams that are wearing white in the round of 64, so your seven or eight seeds or higher. Inside the bubble is not in on the first ballot, but in the field. On the bubble, it's very, very close. Outside the bubble means you're in consideration, maybe within reach of it, but aren't quite there yet. Have I missed any more?
I think you got it. What I'm going to be doing is going to each of our panelists here and ask you to give me a full seed line, four teams. We'll then debate it. If there's a consensus, we move on. If we are absolutely stuck, I'm going to serve as the tiebreaker vote. And as I put teams in, you will see various columns fill here, including teams, main metric, the net showing in. OAR is an average of all of the main metrics that are out there. SOS is your strength of schedule. POM is your KenPom rating. JNG is our colleague Joby Fortson, who can't be with us tonight. His metric that's up there on top of the website, and it is the number one computer-based metric in predicting the tournament committee in the entire world.
Yeah.
There's just one more term I need to explain. Can
Oh,
you
go ahead.
explain this puppet bunker to the audience?
The
No,
puppet
it's
bunker.
what I'll be exiting at the end of the show.
He is
I
locked in there. We'll
don't
have a little
need
bit more
to
about
be
that on our
in.
video notebook. We'll be recording it a couple hours here tonight as well after we're done with this and all the games go final. But let's start off with the one line. And Mike, I want to give you the honors of giving us the one seeds this week. Who do you think the one seeds are now, as we've had some chaos over the past week since we did one of these shows?
I had Gonzaga, Auburn,
I can't type
Arizona,
it.
and Baylor.
Gonzaga, Auburn,
Auburn.
Arizona and Baylor. Okay, you have Auburn up there, despite them being one of the many teams that suffered a loss this past week as well.
Yeah, but everybody
And
lost on
Gonzaga,
Saturday.
I guess that's true. Dorman, what do you think about these four teams as being the one seeds right now?
Mike nailed it. I have a different order, but those are the four one seeds.
Oh, well,
Really?
this is gonna be easy. Let me see here. Who's else even is even on the show? Salika, what do you think?
I would agree as far as Gonzaga, Arizona, and Baylor. I think we just need to go a little further north in the SEC and take Kentucky over Auburn.
Yes, I've been debating. I've been pushing for them all year.
Well, let's go ahead and pull up some profiles here. Indiana and Miami, apparently. Are they the one seeds? No. Tytel, what do you
wrong
think about
tournament.
This Kentucky versus Auburn question here?
I think I think Stalika's dead on in that is the comparison to focus on. Kentucky, obviously a bit of a home court hero, 18-0 at home, 5-5 on the road. Then again, Auburn 15-0 at home. So as long as these teams are at home, they're fine. They both have fantastic wins. Auburn, of course, has the win over Kentucky from January. So for those of you who like head-to-head, then I think that's the way to go. I think it's a coin flip. So when it comes to a coin flip, I think I want to put the head-to-head to the test, but I wouldn't have a strong veto if everybody else wants to go with Kentucky instead of Auburn.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
I just really like the win at Kansas. I don't think Auburn has anything quite up there. I know they beat Kentucky, but they beat Kentucky in Auburn, and they did beat Kentucky without a key player for a good portion of that game. I know that, Auburn's in the discussion, but, I just think Kentucky tops out a little higher, and their losses aren't, other than the one at Notre Dame, are really sort of blah anyway. They lost at Tennessee, so did Auburn. Lost at Arkansas, so did Auburn. I just think that all things equal on the road, Kentucky tops out a little higher.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think we have a 3-2 vote here. I'll just move Arizona and Baylor both up a spot. If we could drop Auburn down and by a 3-2 count, you were narrowly beat out there, Mike, and Kentucky's going to be the team that gets the spot. Auburn going to drop, should be on the two line. Griggs, I'm going to let you make the call. Is Auburn on the two line, and who else joins them?
They are. I have them, if you wanted
give
to get
give
in.
Give the order, yeah.
Okay, I actually have Purdue at number 5 overall, then Kansas, then Auburn, and then Nova.
Wow, no Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is the next one out.
Okay, Mike, is that the team?
But they're very close. Yeah,
Mike, if you would have Wisconsin here, who would you knock out from these four?
To be honest, I would knock out Purdue. I think when you have two teams that are close, and Wisconsin has beaten Purdue twice, they swept the series. Wisconsin is. You know, they're in line to be the outright Big Ten champions. I think that's got to count for something.
Yeah. Tytel, what about that? Wisconsin just beat Purdue, and they're the outright Big Ten champions. How do we have Purdue on this line and not Wisconsin?
How do we have Purdue on this line? Because they have a ton of Tier 1 stuff, as does Wisconsin. I still can't believe losing at that gym, I forget, in Rutgers is a Tier 2 loss. It should be a Tier 1A loss, of course, Chad.
Of course.
But recency bias and a Big Ten regular season title, as you correctly point out, is definitely the Badgers, as is the road record, 9-2 and 14-5 against the board. All amazing stats. I would like to put Duke at least under consideration here. I hope you guys are aware they've lost 4 games all year by 9 total points. Come on.
Oh, we're aware.
Well, what about that, Dorman? What do you think on this? Should Wisconsin and or Duke be here over one or more?
Not
of these
Duke.
Teams?
I have Duke ahead of Kansas. I am with Tytel on this. It's close, but with Kansas doing lately, I have Duke ahead of Kansas. I get Kansas on the top of the three line.
We got to start figuring out how to deal with this. Stalika, can you make some heads or tails of this? Because I've got about 5 opinions and only 3 people so far.
Problem is, I have a 12-sided die and was prepared to lobby for Texas Tech being on the two line right
there. I kind of like that lobby myself, honestly. So why don't we pull up Duke and Texas Tech and look at both those profiles, Stalika?
Yeah, Texas Tech, keep in mind, they now have a sweep over Baylor right here. I will say for Duke, they do have a win over Kentucky back on day one that's actually looking a lot better. They've also beaten Gonzaga.
It was day one, though. Kentucky wasn't going
day
at 100 miles an hour.
Day one is the same as day 101 in the eyes of the committee.
Well, exactly. Not in my eyes, which are the correct eyes. They weren't playing as well back then.
Griggs.
I'm here to what? Ow! What? Don't do that.
Go ahead, Salika. Continue.
Yeah, I was going to say Kentucky, Gonzaga are going to be the big ones right here. And other than that, their only real notable wins, at least as far as against the field right now, would be Notre Dame and Wake Forest. Although in the eyes of this committee, that's debatable as to whether or not one or both of them end up getting in.
Chuck, can we pull up Purdue again real quick? Because what I kind of go back and forth with this. If I were to do it tomorrow, I might change my mind again. The neutral against Nova, especially with how good Nova looked, you know, with the sweep over Providence looking really good and the road win at Illinois, I just really like that. But to everyone's point, Wisconsin is a coin flip. They're really, really good.
So would you be willing to switch to swap, move Kansas, Auburn, Villanova up a spot, drop Purdue down a line? Is that what you're saying?
As long as it sounds like it was my idea.
Or you're going to drop Kansas down the line to put Wisconsin and Purdue both here?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
Okay. So what if we do that? We put Wisconsin here and we dropped.
That sold me on Kansas. I think Kansas is excellent. They're the first place team in the Big 12, and they have all those quad one wins. My only hang up is no wins away from home, or only one against teams that will likely be wearing white in the round of 64. Kansas is up there because you all kind of like convinced me that they should be.
Would you have Wisconsin overall, Griggs, or I guess you would put them on the bottom of the line?
Who's that?
Auburn and Villanova up at the Wisconsin bottom line.
That's where I'd have them.
We did not have very much agreement, though. I think I heard about 3 votes for Wisconsin. I think I heard more than 2 votes for either Duke or Texas Tech to get in here. So why don't we try to keep things moving along here? Tytel, why don't you give me the 3 seeds? Probably going to be 3 of those three of them will be those 3 teams that we have over there, I think.
You are correct.
This is exactly how the committee does this.
Okay. As far as the 4th, I think that recency bias says the Vols, but if people want to argue for Providence, I would not have a big problem despite the loss the other night.
Well, you've now been swept by Villanova, but Villanova's already in. Salika, what do you think? Should we go Tennessee or should we be going Providence here?
Providence now has the regular season crown in hand for the Big East. Granted, that's against a shorter schedule right here. So if we look at Tennessee right here, we're going to see some pretty notable wins coming up at home here. I mean, they do have the split against Kentucky overall, and Arizona, that's a pretty big one. Auburn and LSU, no shame in that. I mean, they do have a bit of a high volume as far as losses in Tier 1, but then again, that's why they're on the 3 line and not higher. So I could live with the Vols up here.
My only problem with the Vols, Salika, is – who have they beaten away from home that's going to make this field?
Colorado on an automatic bid?
Perhaps.
Georgia might be on the board. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Tytel, what do you – oh, wait, this was your line. I'm sorry. Dorman, what do you think of the Providence-Tennessee debate?
I go Tennessee over Providence, but it's tight, and I have Providence right at the top of the 4 line. I'm with Tytel, Tennessee over Providence.
Right. And Mike, are you there also on the Tennessee over Providence?
I actually had Providence over Tennessee, although it's tight. It's close. For what it's worth, Tennessee does have a neutral court win against North Carolina. That's
not worth very much. My love of North Carolina is well documented. I just like at Connecticut, at Wisconsin, we thought was a nice win at Xavier, but I just think Providence has done more.
Well,
maybe
a couple of things. Number one, that Xavier win is looking a little worse these days. And number two, I think that, you know, Salika made a really good point, quite honestly, about the fact that they lost a few games that did not get made up. So would they have even won the Big East if they played a full Big East schedule?
Sure. Why not?
Well, the other side of the coin is you're also losing a chance to sweep UConn. They lose a chance to sweep Creighton. I'm trying to think who Seton Hall was the other game they lost.
Yeah, so those were big games. Salika, do you want to give us a 4 line here?
Give me 1 second. Let me do the mark that off. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get Providence in there as my top number four right here. We'll go ahead and get the Illini right here. Even though they got swept by Texas Tech, I'll go ahead and add the Horns in here. Good old Texas.
Hook 'em.
And if we're talking about the final team, this is a coin flip between UCLA and UConn, and I'm going to stick with the Bruins right here.
So you're going to leave UConn off, or you're going to put UCLA in. Tytel, you are a Pac-12 guy. Did he get those four teams right?
Pretty nice looking line. I think that if we need to create an argument for argument's sake, we can throw the Huskies in just because they've been rolling. They've proven they can even win when their coach gets ejected against good teams. So I don't have a huge problem with this line, but I think UConn should at least be under consideration.
Yep.
Okay. I like UConn a lot. I'm not
over which, over which team, Griggs?
Texas.
Okay. Well, why don't we do go ahead.
Maybe, can I throw another team in the mix here?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead and throw Arkansas in there.
Thank you. I like Arkansas over Texas.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we compare Arkansas and UConn first? Do you like Arkansas over UConn as well?
Yes, I don't, but I have the – who are you asking? I'm sorry.
Dorman.
Okay.
Yes. Arkansas over UConn and Texas.
I mean, can you completely ignore those two Tier 3 losses on Arkansas, though? They are there.
No. They're there. Okay. They're there.
Mike, what do you think about this three-team debate, Arkansas, Texas, UConn, for one of these spots?
Well, I have UConn ranked over Arkansas and Texas, so among those three teams, I would choose UConn.
Woohoo! That's I've seen two people give us some love here for UConn. Tytel, would
the
you
one thing again? Against my argument, to Chad's point, is the Vanderbilt game was at home and Hoster was neutral. Really, not doesn't look good. So, against my argument.
Tytel, do you think the choice should be let's drop Texas for a little while and put UConn in here, hold Arkansas for as well?
I do, but again, I think it's a coin flip, so I will not veto if everybody else feels otherwise.
I think that's the, what's what I've kind of heard here. I just love this
UConn profile. It is good.
It's up there on the right. Griggs, you want to talk a little bit more about it?
Well, yeah, neutral against Auburn at Marquette, which I think is a really, really good win because, like, Marquette has some – they've beaten a lot of good teams at home. The win at the Johnnies is at least notable. And when you look at where it bottoms out, at home against Creighton, probably a game they should have won, but that's hardly a gross loss.
As we record this, by the way, I mentioned at the top, we are recording this at 9:30 p.m. on March 2nd. Obviously, any games that go final after we start this show will not be factored in, which includes UConn, who was down about 10 points at halftime at Creighton. That they've closed within a point now, and so it's a lot of time left of that game. So obviously, if they were to lose that game, it could affect things. If they do come back and win it.
Now, the other side of the coin is this would also be a significant win for Creighton, especially without Nemhard.
Yeah, and New Mexico State SFA got that game on. That will not be considered either.
Okay, hold on. What? Dorman, why'd you give me the five line?
I have Arkansas.
All right, Texas was the team that we dropped, by the way, not UCLA. Okay, Arkansas in.
Texas.
Okay.
Houston.
Ooh, Houston.
And before tonight's games, I did have Alabama last spot in the five seed.
Before tonight's games.
Correct.
Let's discuss that quickly, though. Alabama just lost at home to Texas A&M. Do you still have them in that spot? Or do you want to go with your top six seed right here?
Alabama looks so good when they're playing their game and can beat just about anybody. And when they're off, they look bad. I'm going to take some heat for this. My top six seed is St. Mary's.
Do it. You want to go for
St. Mary's?
I love St. Mary's right here on the five line. That's how good I think that St. Mary's Zags would work. But Tytel, what do you think? Do we put a team like the Gales up, who just beat Gonzaga, over a team like Alabama that just lost at home to Texas A&M?
Yes, instead of Dorman taking heat, I think you should take some sort of nice special effect. You have either the Family Feud or the Wheel of Fortune. Or the
Man!
I didn't have them quite this high. I will say this is someone that is quick to call out a home court hero. Gonzaga does not apply. Like, even beating Gonzaga at home is very, very, very hard to do. So they deserve a lot of credit for that. The team I am not enamored with is Houston. I didn't have St. Mary's up here either, but I had Houston even lower. And when you pull up their resume, you'll see why. One of the selling points for Houston, and the reason that I was putting them really high, is like they were winning all of the games that they were supposed to win. But, you know, they've lost at Alabama, something Texas A&M did not do. Lost at SMU, lost at Memphis. You can't really say that about them anymore. And then a team that I mentioned earlier, Marquette, I think blows them away on paper, and I think they'd beat them on the court. I like Marquette a lot.
So your argument is let's take Houston off as well, put Marquette up on the five line.
Yes.
Okay. Stalika, when you look at Houston, don't you have to look at something that is on the team sheet, and that is these predictive metrics, a BPI of 2, a SAGRID of 6, a KenPom of 6. Doesn't that factor in somewhere? And maybe this is where it factors in for Houston?
Honestly, and I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for this, I really don't put that much weight into predictives. I'm more into what have you actually done right here.
Thank you, Stalika.
And Houston, for that matter. I mean, I know they've had a bunch of injuries. They've been able to win at a somewhat consistent clip by the same token. However, when you're not getting that many opportunities for quad oneers, how can you be on the five line versus, let's say, the 6 or 7? I'm not high on the Cougars either.
Well, don't you have to, Griggs, also kind of discard the Wisconsin game because they had two players in that game that aren't with the team anymore? So they would have won that game had those players been off the team like they are now, right? It's the reverse.
I thought through your argument, I realized now I need a buzzer. That was the stupidest take ever made.
Buzzing myself, Mike. What do you think of this debate here, Marquette, Houston?
I definitely did not have Houston on the five line. I mean, they haven't really beaten anybody. I mean, they have what one top 50 win, a home win against SMU, and that's about it.
So would you put Marquette up here? It sounds like there's enough love, enough hate, or would you go Alabama? That was the other.
Alabama, but you know, now they lost. I mean, if Marquette's up there, I don't mind, but I'd rather have Marquette over Houston any day.
Well, let's say if it's Marquette, Alabama, Tytel, which way do we go with that? On that
Marquette. 2 weeks ago, it's Marquette. Now, even with the bad loss to A&M, I still think Bama. I know they have a lot of bad on their resume, but their good is so good.
Yeah, let's do one quick look at that Alabama Marquette sleek. I'll let you make the final call here.
I mean, I would like to suggest that winning at Villanova is also real good.
Stalika, Alabama Marquette
has a few stinkers. Alabama has a few stronger ones that smell like ganj. So I'm probably going to go ahead and go with Marquette here, especially with the sweep of Villanova being their ace in the hole right here.
All right, Marquette gets the tiebreaker vote here. Alabama and Houston held over. Mike, you're up for the sixth line. We do have Alabama and Houston under consideration.
Okay, I'll go with those two.
And we need two more.
UConn, Tennessee, Illinois, Arkansas, all gone. Bama, Texas, UCLA, St. Mary's, USC, and I was going to say Iowa State, but then they lost.
They did?
Iowa State lost to Oklahoma State.
Oh, no!
At home.
Iowa State scored 36 points at home against Oklahoma State tonight. I don't know what the heck happened.
Okay, I don't know who to pick. I was going to say Ohio State, but then they lost to Nebraska at home yesterday. I mean,
I know where you should go.
Dark magic.
Tell you what, you already throw a suggestion out to you. How about a team that just beat Kansas?
TCU?
Yeah, I like that team a lot. That's where I was going to go.
I'll go with the big state, stick with the Big 12.
Yeah. Mike, I was going to suggest TCU. Don't listen to Chad. Listen to me.
No. Dorman, what do you think, especially with what the chaos that we've seen today, you know, yesterday and today, you know, maybe this is where the sixth line is now, or is there somebody that we're missing?
I'm good with it. I have no veto on this line. I think it's pretty solid.
Tytel, what do you think? Had the Horned Frogs suddenly leaped over or jumped over or froggered over everybody?
I'm not going with Frogger, Chad. Sorry. I think that this looks okay. It's a little high, but it was a great win, so I get it. I would put the other team from Iowa under consideration here. Not that the Iowa State team is bad, but the Hawkeyes are just marching on and beating big teams down the stretch.
Stalika, do you have any final thoughts on this line, or should we just move on to the seven?
I'll admit, initially, I'm thinking a couple lines later for TCU right here, but by the same token, a win against Kansas, that is going to vault them up quite a bit. I thought I'd have to make a case to vault them up to number seven right here, but that's a line earlier than I expected. But keep in mind, some of the teams that we haven't mentioned have been wetting the bed themselves the past couple weeks.
And you look at those six Tier 1 wins, three of them Tier 1A. It's
at Iowa State, love it, at Kansas. I had them at number 24 and thought I was really going to have to go to the mat for them. Good selection.
Griggs, why don't you give us some hopefully good selections for the seven line?
Okay, well, we've got a few bedwetters here, as you mentioned. Like the order that I have now is LSU, Ohio State, who is a bedwetter, Iowa State, who wet the bed tonight as well, albeit not as bad, and Creighton. And I know that they're playing right now, but that's where I have them. If you want me to throw one under consideration, because I was pinballing them back and forth, the next team that I had in line was Boise.
Yes.
Okay, Tytel, is this way too early for Creighton or any of these other teams?
I've never seen Creighton, I've never seen a team like three lines above where they're supposed to be. Like, I would love to have the puppet defend it. There's no way Creighton's a seventh seed.
Okay, pull them up.
Okay, let's pull up Creighton. I'll compare it to the Iowa team, Tytel, that you just mentioned also a few minutes ago that did not
get bring it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So at this. I mean, they've got Kansas, Texas. Okay.
Let's get the real profile now. Go ahead.
Well, it tops out pretty good at Connecticut, who we have as a protected seed, at Marquette, who we have on the five line, home against Villanova, albeit at home, but Villanova's still really good. And when you look at their losses, at home against Arizona State, you're holding your nose.
Thank you.
But there isn't anything else at Nova, at Providence. Like, those are both protected seeds.
How about a blowout loss to Butler? And a home loss to Xavier, who's pathetically bad, as Sleek well knows.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly don't think they belong any higher than this.
Tytel, you want to tell you want to set straight about what Iowa's got that Creighton doesn't have?
Iowa does not have a loss to the hated Sun Devils, of course. I understand Creighton's Tier 1 is great, Griggs. Like, I get it. I understand BYU, that their non-conference strength of schedule, while sucky, is still better than Iowa's, which is embarrassing. Both, if you look at the remaining schedule, both of them have amazing chances to go way up the seed line. I just think that Creighton, it's a little predictive. I don't think they can win without Nembhard, and if they beat UConn, Seton Hall, they absolutely deserve to be this high, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't have a crystal ball, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Let's get another opinion in here.
I think they're going to be up five with 10 minutes to go against UConn. Or that UConn will then very easily cut it to two.
Stalika, if we drop Creighton now, where would you go?
I'd probably go with Boise State right here. But thanks to Mike's team, notice which team we have not even mentioned yet. About 100 miles to the west.
You want to put Sparty under consideration, put him under consideration. But Dorman, should Sparty be in at this point, or should it be Boise over Creighton, or was Griggs right about Creighton even?
I have Boise over Creighton, but I have Sparty coming in here at the eighth seed next.
All right. I've heard enough love for Boise. Why don't we go ahead and make that move? We'll put Boise in. We will drop Creighton down and maybe down several times. Tytel, you're up for the eight seeds.
Let's do it. I want the Hawkeyes. I don't want Creighton. I understand Sparty had a bad loss in Ann Arbor, but I still think they're here because beating Purdue is something that not a ton of teams have done this year. I think we need to get a little more Mountain West action, so let's get some Rams in here. All right. And then for my fourth team, I've been racing the racers for a couple weeks now, so let's race them up to 8.
I just had a feeling you were going there. I love it. But Mike, what do you think about Iowa, Michigan State, Colorado State, Murray State for this line?
I agree with that. I don't think Michigan State had a quote unquote bad loss in Ann Arbor last night, but yeah, I think that's a solid 8 set of eight seeded teams.
Dorman, you on with Mike on this as well?
I'm with Mike and Tytel. That's exactly my 8 seed line.
Salika, real quick, are we done with this line?
No.
The only other team I would probably throw in for consideration is Seton Hall, but yes, they had a moral defeat at home against Georgetown tonight, so I would probably stick with these four for the time being.
If you're going to drop a team off a seed line for winning a game tonight, what Seton Hall did at home tonight, barely beating Georgetown, is reason to drop somebody a seed line. So I kind of agree with you. We had pretty unanimous consensus. Salika, why don't I stick with you here for the 9 line with Creighton and Seton Hall under consideration?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to go ahead and do a few scrubs right here. So the first two teams I'm going to go ahead and throw in right here are going to be the aforementioned Seton Hall and Creighton right here.
Good it's selections.
Time to go ahead and get them in.
Okay. I think that's a Creighton spot I can live with a lot more than what Griggs wanted them. It's still a little high. But
I wanted them in the correct spot.
Go ahead. Two more teams.
Wyoming is another team I would go ahead and throw in right here. Granted, they're coming off of a home loss to San Diego State, but that was their first all year.
Which raises the question, why not another team from the Mountain West that's not exactly in the mountains?
Go ahead, Slick.
I was honestly going to think of throwing in an ACC team tonight, but after what Notre Dame did against Florida State, they're not going to get in. So I think I'm going to have to go Mike's direction, actually put Michigan in here.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Tytel, what do you think, let's
clean this line up.
Okay, hold on a second here, one at a time. Tytel, what do you think about these four teams? Are we at the Wyoming and Michigan stages here with what's been going on lately?
Well, according to Mike, losing to Michigan is not a bad loss anymore, so I guess that it's a little high for the Wolverines.
But I never said that Michigan should be a 9 seed.
True. I think that I would rather take somebody more to the east, like a Davidson or one of the ACC teams that are around here. But if everybody loves it, I still think it's too high for Creighton and a little too high for Michigan, although obviously beating your in-state rival without Juwan is certainly a quality win.
How about Wyoming? Are you okay with Wyoming here?
I am. Their best week, but they have a pretty nice resume, I think, for the season. And if you don't like that Mountain West team, I could certainly understand the Aztecs because they're getting hot at the right time. But I like Wyoming more.
All right, let's go ahead and clean this up. And Dorman, let me start with you. Seton Hall, Creighton, Wyoming, Michigan. Are you getting rid of more than one of these teams, or just one of them?
I'm getting rid of more than one of them. Okay. I'm definitely getting rid of Michigan. I can live with Creighton. I'm probably thinking the injury ahead instead of what the resume looks like, and I would put Davidson on this line.
Yeah. Mike, you agree with that?
Yeah, even as a Michigan fan, 9's a little bit too high. I think Davidson's a better selection.
What about Miami? Does anybody like – because I've –
Not
I just really like this Miami team. I think they're better than Davidson.
Let's compare them to Davidson.
Yeah.
Real quick here. I'll put Davidson and Miami here as this final debate here. Greg, you want to sell us on this team with what is now 8 Tier 2 and Tier 3 losses?
Well, yeah. They won at Duke. They won at Virginia Tech, which isn't easy.
Not a
they
tournament won at
Wake,
team.
Which isn't easy.
It shouldn't be a tournament team, but it's
going to
be.
Okay. And Davidson beat Alabama.
And VCU who's going to be in this field.
Okay, VCU probably will be in the field. But, like, I just think that what they've done on the road, like Duke, Virginia Tech, and Wake, is really tough. They absolutely have some warts, particularly the home losses to Central Florida, Florida State, who's kind of collapsing. But I just while Davidson has held serve for the most part, they don't have a win of the caliber of at Duke.
Okay. I think I heard a lot more love for Davidson than Miami.
To be fair, I had them back to back. So it isn't like I didn't have Davidson in this stratosphere.
We're up to the 10 line though. I think we've got this line, like it or not. Dorman, I think you're up on the 10 line.
Okay. I'm just doing a quick countdown. Okay. I will take Miami.
See, they got it right below them, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, Griggs.
Notre Dame.
Okay.
San Diego State. Ready to take heat. North Texas.
No, good selection. I had him on the 11, but this is good. Yeah.
All right. Let's pull that North. Tytel, I want to get your thoughts on this North Texas profile now. I know they're an auto bid winner out of the Conference USA as far as this projection goes, but is this team good enough? Should they slip up in the CUSA championship game to get in that large bid? When you look at the fact they only have 4 losses.
I understand the 8-0 road record is amazing, and the non-conference rate of the schedule is amazing, and a team with 22 wins and a 39 net is looking very good. However, losing to Buffalo hurts, and I'm not seeing a lot of wins against the board. In fact, I'm seeing 1. So as of today, I do not think they're getting in at large. But obviously, if they win out and beat some UAB caliber teams in the conference tournament, maybe.
Yeah, and I will actually note that 1 win against the board was a very elongated board that included UAB at the very bottom of the under consideration list, very, very bottom of it. So they could really be 0-3 against most boards right now.
Can I throw another team out there, Chad?
Okay. Michigan's the other team that was under consideration besides.
No, I like this team a little more than Michigan, but I don't want to say who it is, but they do play.
Go ahead.
They do play in Jersey Mike's arena.
Well, why don't we talk about that? You know, I'm a little biased here, but Stalika, Rutgers goes and gets another quad one road win tonight at Indiana, added to the game at Wisconsin, added to the home wins over Purdue, Illinois, Iowa, Ohio State, home win over Michigan, home win over Michigan State.
Lead the witness, Chad.
12 losses.
Well, unlike another team that I'm true and dear to, at least this team has shown they can get a strong character win after losing games against Michigan and Wisconsin in the past week. So I was starting to think, has Rutgers finally lived past their usual shelf life here? So I think the Scarlet Knights are alive and well, and Indiana now in some more trouble.
All right. Would you have Rutgers on this slide here, or are they still another line lower for you?
I honestly would probably have them around the first 4, but at least I would have them in the field, period.
Can someone sell me on Notre Dame? I just think they're so blah.
I think San Francisco should be under consideration. They haven't. I don't see their name.
Okay, let's do that. Mike, why don't I pull up Notre Dame and San Francisco? Tell Griggs which is better of these two. Give me a second here. They'll be loading here in a second. But with Notre Dame, they did beat Kentucky. And maybe that's all they done, but they did beat Kentucky.
The win at my – they weren't – again, they beat Kentucky on this – before Kentucky was going at 100 miles an hour. Like pre-Christmas, Griggs, Kentucky Griggs is not the same as
– Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I think of the two, I think Notre Dame's is a little bit better. I mean, you can't, you know, whether it's day one or right now, they do have the win against Kentucky and Miami on the roads, halfway decent win.
It was pre-Christmas.
San Francisco does have the win at BYU. That's halfway decent, but I think Notre Dame's resume is a little bit better than San Fran's. San Francisco should at least be considered in this area.
Okay. Well, Tytel, where should we be going with this? Should we pull somebody down of these 4 and should it be Michigan or Rutgers or San Fran in their place?
Of these 3, I actually like staying out west with the Dons over in and North Texas out. But my question for Chad is, if Lafayette wins the conference tournament, is Rutgers in because the tier 4 loss becomes like a good loss?
Well, unfortunately, Tytel, Lafayette actually lost to Bucknell last night, so they're gone already. End of Fredo Hanlon's. There
it is.
They couldn't get by the 8-9 game, lost at home to Bucknell. Fredo Hanlon's 27-year career, great career actually at Lafayette there, but that's the end of it. So let's go Dons then. I think that I've served her more, a little more love for somebody else, and maybe that's the team to go
with. I think
with.
It's good that the Dolphins and the 49ers are on this line right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, why don't you give me the 11 line?
Okay.
We have Rutgers, North Texas, and Michigan under consideration right now.
Geez, I had BYU. I mean, this was before today's games, though.
Okay. Go ahead, BYU.
Xavier. Ooh. SMU. And Rutgers.
Okay, let me first ask you this. Would you still have Xavier there after they went and lost to the Johnnies tonight?
For now, I have Xavier in. The way they're going, I know that they may fall off the field. But if you're just talking about right now, like if you just freeze it up at this point, I would have Xavier in for now.
All right, Griggs, I know you want to have comments on this.
I like Rutgers the best out of those four by a long shot. I think North Texas and Michigan and Indiana are all teams that are outperforming BYU, Xavier, and SMU. I mean, by quite a bit.
So are you saying
one of those teams on the 11th not even performing, period?
Yeah,
So hold on a second, Griggs. You would take those three under consideration, replace BYU, Xavier, and SMU with the three of them, correct?
Yes, right. And I have Oregon ahead of them, and I have Florida ahead.
Okay,
of
okay,
them,
okay.
Hold on.
We had three teams at a time. We only need three. Let me go, Dorman. What do you think? Should we? Griggs wants to do a three team swap here. Would you be with him on that three team swap?
Yes.
Okay. Salika, would you be with him on this three-team swap?
Just not Indiana.
I have no choice but to approve that motion right here. BYU, I wouldn't have had in the field either.
Tytel, are we going to destroy Mike's line here and put three different teams in?
Of course you are, but my question for Salika is, depending on the rest of Xavier's season, do you see them dropping out of the AC8?
Well, you don't drop out of the AC8. You're awarded into the AC8. Yeah. But have you ever seen the movie Cujo right here? I mean, Xavier has become that rabid dog. They need to be put down. They're causing way too much damage to people around them.
Let's take a look at the Xavier profile, because I personally
it's
think Xavier
not
is very
bad.
Xavier is it's very not. Close to here. And we maybe need to really seriously discuss it for the 12 line, but Stalika, you know, they do have five tier one wins. They have four more tier two wins. Four of those are on the road. One's a neutral game. Is that pretty good at this point?
It's starting to look pretty Oklahoma-ish and Kansas State-ish, except they're not in the group of death of the Big 12 right here. Getting swept by St. John's, that is a demerit. Losing at home to DePaul, getting blown out by Seton Hall and St. John's at home, that's a demerit. You throw in a Georgetown loss, and they finally will have to put that dog down.
Tytel, is Salika right that we're done with Xavier, or do you think they're still at least going to make this 12 line?
If they lose to the Hoyas, we're all done with them. Obviously.
Wait.
Right. You can't ignore the tier one wins, though. Those are a lot of wins, and some people on this panel love Creighton, so winning at Creighton by 10 points looks great. You can't excuse the DePaul loss, and you can't excuse like the fact that they're 4-6 on the road. Like, they have a lot of problems, or demerits, as Talika likes to call them. They beat Georgetown and beat somebody good in the Big East tournament. I think it's might just be enough.
Leaving them out of the tournament at this point is more humane than sending up to Dayton. That's worse.
I think we've got an 11 line here, so we're down to the 12. There's only four.
Can I say one
left.
Thing about BYU, though?
Oh, yeah. I want to discuss BYU. Thank you for Mike.
They do have a road win at San Francisco. They have home wins over St. Mary's and San Diego State, and a neutral court win over Oregon. So it's not all that bad with BYU. I mean, they do have an ugly tier four loss at Pacific, but overall, they've got a halfway decent resume.
Yeah, Dorman, what do you think? Should BYU, if not on this line, should BYU be here on the next line at least, or very close to it?
close to it, but no, I have a few teams ahead of them.
Okay.
Namely VCU.
Okay, VCU is a team that I think we definitely got to discuss here. We only have four spots left. We have SMU, Xavier, BYU, now VCU under consideration as well. I heard Oregon get mentioned, but let me go to Griggs, Wake Forest. Thank you. They got mentioned as well. Griggs, let's start with the top two team, top first two of our first four. Who are your next two teams in B?
Oregon and a team that isn't even listed there. I have Oregon and Florida as my next two.
Actually, I was just looking at it. I think Florida was the one team missing from that list.
Yeah.
So you would have both Oregon and Florida in this field. Tytel, you're nodding your head. You agree with him?
Literally right there.
Oregon is a little too team schizophrenic for me this year. Granted, they almost beat my Wildcats at home, which would have changed their entire season. I would prefer the team who is tied for second place in the Atlantic Coast Conference, please.
You want to go with North Carolina?
The North Carolina Tar Heels, who I was thinking they were done for the season, but then they just keep coming back and beating Syracuse in overtime, and they're probably going to lose to Duke by a gazillion points, but like they got
beating
so
Syracuse in overtime. Let's
hold on. I do need slow. Griggs, first thing to do is I need to make sure we scroll up every time we look at North Carolina because we can't forget that tier four home loss to Pittsburgh down there.
Correct.
It goes off the screen, but it's there. Yeah. So you would have North Carolina in. Who would be your last team in, actually, then? Let's get four teams up here so we can start some type of debate.
Wake Forest. Let's keep it ACC.
Well, I like them a little more than North Carolina, but
I agree with that.
Crying out.
Okay.
The problem with Carolina is who they beaten away from Chapel Hill.
Well, Syracuse in overtime.
Mike, I also have another problem with North Carolina. Who have they beaten in Chapel Hill?
They beat Michigan.
Okay. You're right. They did beat Michigan. This is going to take us a while to figure out these last four teams, because I think we're going to have eight different opinions with five different people. But Dorman, what do you think for these last four teams? Oregon, Florida, North Carolina, Wake are in, SMU, Xavier, BYU, VCU on the under consideration board.
Can I just give you my fourth for the 12?
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
Wake, VCU, Xavier, Oregon.
Okay, so you would at least have Wake and Oregon in there, but you would go VCU Xavier over Florida Carolina.
Yeah.
Stalika, how about you?
I didn't think I was ever going to have to do this, but I think I'm going to take Memphis over Xavier right now.
Okay, but who did you have four teams?
Memphis and VCU are my next two. So,
so you would go, Stalika, who would you go for the four then?
If I had to go with the four right here, I can live with Wake Forest for sure. I think Oregon, even though they were in front of empty crowds, I will still give them credit for the UCLA and USC wins, and that also includes a sweep of UCLA right here. I think VCU, they did have a nice win against St. Bonaventure, but the Bonnies were missing one of their best players right here, so I could probably live with Memphis and VCU sneaking in over Florida and Carolina.
Okay. So I've heard actually a lot of love for both Oregon and Wake from most of you. Mike, I don't think I went to you on this yet.
Oh, Oregon. Yeah. Oregon is team schizophrenic. I mean, they do have a sweep of UCLA. They won at USC. But they've got their work cut out for them. And then what was the other team you mentioned? VCU?
Well, the question is, would you go Oregon, Florida, North Carolina, Wake for the last four teams in, or do you want to go, I know you mentioned BYU you liked, but would you go with the Xavier or VCU or Memphis instead of one of them?
No, I'm good with this.
You're good with this.
Now, I should also remind our audience that Oregon has twice broken Tytel's first commandment, thou shall not lose to the Sun Devils.
Well, I'll say this for North Carolina, they have not been schizophrenic.
Okay, well, I'll tell you where we are right now. I've heard enough love to keep Oregon and Wake Forest in here. Florida, North Carolina, Griggs, would you have either – I know you want to have North Carolina. Would you have Florida in here?
I would have Florida, yes.
Okay, then Florida's going to stay. It's North Carolina, and you're going to be the tiebreaker here. Are you going to leave North Carolina in, or you want to put either VCU or Xavier in their place? Because you're the tiebreaker at this point.
It's here. Either VCU or Xavier. So Memphis is off the table. Like,
if you go Memphis, then I'm going to make the call because it'll be a tie.
Okay. I had Memphis, then VCU. Those were my last teams in. I did not have Xavier in. So if it's between VCU and Xavier, I'm voting VCU. I had Xavier next.
Okay.
If
you're going Memphis, then I'm cast the tiebreaker vote to go VCU also. So unfortunately, Carolina, you are out.
But we need to remove Wake, and then we put Memphis in.
Everyone else wanted Wake in.
Else is wrong.
We did have SMU, Xavier, BYU, North Carolina, and Memphis under consideration, but I think these are our final four teams here in Oregon, Florida, VCU, and Wake.
We need to stop considering the Musketeers until they win another game.
I still think I would actually have them in as well, but
Tytel. I personally like Memphis over Wake. I mean, look at Memphis's top two wins at Houston and Alabama.
Well, let me throw something else out there. Sure, we've got Memphis's wins. Tytel, is another team like, say, Texas A&M suddenly under consideration with their road win at Alabama tonight?
Let's check out ye olde profile, because I don't think I've seen it in a month because I gave up on them a month ago.
Right. Everyone did. They really didn't do anything bad. And here you go and added a win over Arkansas, neutral court, Notre Dame, and a win at Alabama. Ooh. Oh, by the way, you beat Florida as well.
Well, that's certainly better than North Carolina.
I agree.
It is worth putting under consideration, Chad. I'll give you that. Although non-conference strength of schedule, terrible. 4-9 against the board, terrible. 2 tier 3 losses, terrible.
Okay, under consideration. Dorman, anyone else that you think should be under consideration at this point?
Loyola of Chicago, I would throw in the mix, although I do not have them in as of today.
I'll tell you what, I'm actually going to I know that they did not win the Missouri Valley. Let's assume that the best team in the Missouri Valley wins the Missouri Valley tournament. Let's throw them in as our auto bid winner here.
Cool.
Salika, anybody else that should be under consideration?
If they ever get healthy, I probably could have made a case for a St. Bonaventure or Dayton, but by the same token, the Flyers did a very bad thing in losing LaSalle, so they're going to have to win the A-10 tournament.
Do we know for sure that occurred? Because the video stream went out at the end of the game.
Okay. We have not had – it's very hard to win the double in the A-10, so I'm pretty sure someone's going to sneak in besides good Davidson right here.
Mike, anybody else that you have under, that you would have even close to the field at this point, or have we really nailed it at this so far?
I'm good with this field.
All right. Greg's last chance. Anybody else that should be under consideration at least?
Oklahoma with an asterisk.
They've now moved two games over 500, but they need to get a couple more wins. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
On that note, I'm going to go ahead and reveal the rest of the field here. These are our 13 through our 16 lines. We got 13 lines, South Dakota State, Vermont, New Mexico State, Toledo, Chattanooga, Towson, Princeton, UC Irvine, Texas State, Montana State, Jacksonville State, Longwood, Cleveland State, Norfolk State, Bryant, Colgate, Nichols, and Alcorn State finishing out the field there, has moved into first place in the SWAC. I guess on that note, we've got a field. We are going to bracket it up. You can review it below, but I'm going to run through each of you for any other final thoughts on either what we did tonight or anything else you want to discuss. Dorman, let me start with you.
There are some teams that you just populated there on the bottom of the 12 line and the 13 line and 14 there that I think are absolutely live come this NCAA tournament. My list looks like South Dakota State, Vermont, Chattanooga, Iona, the Missouri Valley champion, New Mexico State. They're right there with our 12 seeds, and they will be very live to win a game or two come the tournament in 2 weeks.
I agree. Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, my 11 line got totally obliterated, but it shows you that, you can have like 12, 13 teams and make a strong case for them to be at the 11 or 12 line. The conference tournaments, how you perform there is going to be really, really crucial.
Conference tournaments, and I think we saw the committee pay a little more attention to conference tournaments last year than we had in the past also. It's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Stalika.
If your team's like VCU and Wake Forest, you're still going to have to move up a couple spots because I'm going to put the over-under on Bid Thieves at 2 right here. My guess is Belmont beats Murray State in the OVC, and I'm going to say Dayton probably beats Davidson, and Ooh. Ends up winning the A-10 right here. So keep that in mind if you're in the last four in right here.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny Wake Forest ended up our last team in here on this list, actually, because I kind of called out our good friend Rocco Miller on Twitter today for listing Wake Forest as safely in on his board that he published today. I think that Wake Forest is a lot closer to this first four than anything
else. And what is that Wake Forest non-conference strength of schedule again?
It's about 380 something.
Wake Forest's best win is a home win against Notre Dame, and now that looks a lot weaker.
Which yeah. means they will now be DQ'd.
Tytel.
It's a rehash of last week's, but as a Rutgers fan, I assume Chad cannot wait for a chance to play an injured Houston team in a 6-11 game as a chance for revenge that he's waited a year for.
I'd love it. Unfortunately, actually, the bracketing rules say that you should discourage a rebound from our year's tournament. So in the first round. So we probably are going to, if this was the field, we'd probably match up with Alabama or USC instead. But it would be nice to get that revenge. It really would. I agree with you. Greg, do you want to finish off the show?
Yeah. All year long, I've been railing on North Carolina, and they deserve it. The more I think about it, though, I think it'll be a situation. I could see the committee taking a team like that just because they like to annoy me.
I guess on that note, I do want to thank everybody for joining us. You could check out the final bracket below. You could also check out the conference tournament tabs up top, the survival board up top, our interview with Tom Burnett up top, if you want to listen to how it's really done as opposed to listen to Griggs and how it's not done. on behalf of David Griggs and David Dorman up here, John Salica below me, John Tytel and Mike Cha to his sides, I'm Chad Sherwood. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again later this evening. We'll be recording a video notebook and every other night from there on, and we're going to have another bracket rundown show, I believe, coming Monday night. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you again very soon.